It's a little dark at the podium, so hopefully I can see my notes. But good afternoon, everyone. I am Dr. Lisa Waddell, and I am the Chief Program Officer for Community Health and Prevention with the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. And we thank you very much for your interest in this topic and for joining us here this afternoon for this panel discussion. This panel will describe, it's entitled Quality Improvement in Newborn Screening State Initiatives to Improve Processes. And this panel will describe newborn screening processes and their positive impact on population health. You'll have the opportunity to learn about efforts to enhance newborn screening programs in three states, Wisconsin, Kentucky, and Arizona, and hear about the many improvements and accomplishments that have been achieved over the past year or so in these particular states. You'll hear from the presenters the importance of collaboration and cooperation in this very complex system around newborn screening. What I'll do is we do have a panel presentation. We're really excited that we have three of our state health officials from across the country. And so I will introduce all of them, and then I will provide a presentation highlighting the role of ASTO in supporting our members in this work, and then you will hear from each of the health officials. Now, we're a small audience here this afternoon, but mighty, so by all means, feel comfortable in coming forward if you like. So first, we have Dr. Stephanie Mayfield Gibson, and Dr. Mayfield was appointed Commissioner of the Kentucky Department of Public Health in 2012 by Governor Steve Beshear. She is a board-certified pathologist and oversees the transformation of the public health system as the Affordable Care Act and major initiatives of the governor are implemented. Kentucky has had great success in enrolling people in health insurance as a result of the Affordable Care Act. Dr. Mayfield will describe Kentucky's achievements in improving transit time between blood collections and testing from her unique perspective as the state health commissioner. Then Ms. Karen McEwen is the Wisconsin State Health Officer, and she is at the end of our table, and she has served as the administrator of the Division of Public Health in the Wisconsin Department of Health Services since January of 2012. In this role, she leads the division and works with many partners to realize the vision of everyone living better, longer. Ms. McEwen will explain how the State Health Department worked through its unique committee structure with the State Laboratory to improve newborn screening transit time and transparency. And then finally, we'll hear from Will Humble. He currently serves as the Division Director of Health Policy and Program Evaluation for the Center for Population Science and Discovery at the University of Arizona's Health Sciences Center, where he is providing leadership in the development, management, and evaluation of health and public policy advocacy and initiatives. He previously served, and while he's joining us here today, as the director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. And in his presentation, he will speak about Arizona's experience in transforming the state's newborn screening system from one of the ones with the greatest opportunities to becoming one of the best in the nation. Okay. So my disclosures are here on the screen. And first, I want to share with you that the objectives for this particular presentation are to highlight ASTO's role in supporting states in addressing the challenges of the newborn screening system. Then to highlight some of the barriers faced and some of the improvements made and the role of the health department in newborn screening systems, and then to end with a few lessons learned. Now, ASTO is the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. We're known as ASTO. It is a nonprofit organization located in Crystal City, Virginia, and we serve as a membership organization, and our members are the chief health officials from all across the United States, the territories, and the freely associated states. We are there to serve them and their leadership teams and to help them as they are working to on these very important issues all across the country. So every year we know that millions of babies in the U.S. are routinely screened using just a few drops of blood from the newborn's heel. And that blood is tested for genetic, endocrine, and metabolic disorders. And we know this is newborn screening, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, we know that newborn screening identifies conditions that can affect a child's long-term health and survival. Early detection, diagnosis, and intervention can prevent death and disability and enable our children to reach their full potential, and that's what we all want. So when it was identified that the system had problems, and the person that helped to bring that to light is actually here in the audience today, Ellen Gabler. So when that happened, then public health accepted that challenge. And so the quote here is from our executive director at ASTO, Paul Jarrus, Dr. Paul Jarrus, and he said, "The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials embraced the opportunity for quality improvement. We recognize the need for all health officials to hold themselves accountable for the entire newborn screening system." So I want to share a little bit of a timeline for those of you that may not be quite as familiar with this issue and what ASTO's role has been in this. But again, back in November of 2013, a very important report occurred in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and it found evidence of serious delays across the country in the submission of newborn blood samples to laboratories for testing. The report presented an analysis of data from 31 states showing that more than 160,000 blood samples arrived late at laboratories in 2012. And since that time, newborn programs in the health departments across the country have undertaken and enhanced their quality improvement work because of that report. Now, public health agencies and hospitals took that information and responded in a very focused way. They turned their attention very much so to quality improvement to benefit our nation's infants. State health officials took this information seriously. And just 3 weeks after the reporter's initial report, state health officials convened in person to review newborn screening performance and talk about systematic improvement. So that was this winter meeting in December of 2013, where health officials came together, and there was a special presentation made by the Kentucky health official who introduced the report and moderated a discussion about framing these newborn systems inconsistencies as an opportunity for continuous improvement. Then later in December, a group of partners also convened to talk about this particular issue. And again, it takes more than one entity to address something that is complex as the newborn screening system. Again, in January, Dr. Paul Jarrus, our executive director, presented at a launch of the National Maternal and Child Health Workforce Development System Center about newborn screening as a model for how the health system interrelates. And this was important because this is where people working in the field of maternal and child health are getting trained. And so it was a great opportunity to talk about the complexities of the system. Then in June, there was an all-members call, and the health officials periodically, actually relatively routinely, get together and have calls on emerging issues and topics. And so there was a call about this, and all three of our presenters who are here today presented on the work that they were doing. And then again, so much work had been done, attention brought to the issue, health officials and their teams and partners taking this seriously, we were proud of the accomplishments being made. And so our president of ASTO in September of 2014 presented the Presidential Meritorious Service Award to Ellen Gabler, who again is here in the audience today. And then in January, we continued to keep this in front of audiences. We tend to have turnover in staff and maybe turnover in health officials, so you want to ensure that they know what's going on. And so again, a webinar was held to highlight again some of the work and the improvements. We want to again, you know, share the learning and what's been happening. So our executive director published an op-ed in USA Today, and then Mr. Humboldt worked with the team at ASTO and actually published some of the work in the Journal of Public Health Management and Practice. So in terms of the system, this is just a several pictures, but we think it shows again that we're not talking about one program. This is a complex system. It requires working with the hospitals, working with transport systems, courier systems. The public health laboratory is involved. The maternal and child health program, the families, and of course the medical home, the providers. When the testing is done, then results occur. Someone has to follow up on those. If follow-up is needed, repeat test. There's all this coordination that occurs. And so if you've got a glitch in one part of the system, then it can have a ripple effect on the other part of the system. So when issues are identified, it requires all of those partners coming together to work on improvement. And so again, these are the various components here of the newborn screening system. And so it's just not one simple thing, but a lot of different areas that you have to focus on. And when you hear from the presenters from the states, then you will get a much better feel for that through their real-life examples. ASTO, again, part of the role that we play is that we want to make sure that we are capturing stories, best practices, and being able to share that information across the country with other states. And so we actually had the opportunity to interview several states and develop a report, and I'll highlight a little bit from that report in just a minute. Some of what we've learned through this, and again, I'm sure you will hear some of this shortly, is that there were many barriers that the health departments and their partners had to overcome. There were resource barriers from staffing and funding, laboratory procedures, hospital processes, and public reporting. In terms of resources, states faced challenges identifying resources, both in staff and funding, to develop and implement and monitor their quality improvement initiatives. Courier services, in particular, can be costly. States can use existing staff and internal funds, but they sometimes need support of outside resources. In some cases, they were able to secure some additional resources, but in others, they may just simply have to reprioritize. And when you're faced with so many public health programs that you're working on, that can be really tough, but you have to make those tough decisions in the state. In terms of laboratory procedures, one of the biggest laboratory challenges that states identified related to obtaining coverage and courier services for specimen delivery to the laboratory. Sometimes there were not weekend hours. Sometimes you're dealing with rural environments. And so trying to make those changes in policy are very important in terms of practices in the state. Think working with the hospitals, there can be variability in those processes in the hospitals. So again, every state has to examine what's happening in their particular state. Staff turnover can be a problem in the hospital. Who's the identified person for newborn screening contacts in the hospitals to work with? And then certainly states having to make decisions about what they can share with others. So lots of complexities the system. Certainly in terms of the role of the state health department, one of the pieces that's so critical when dealing with really complex public health issues such as this is that the state health department and the state health official can provide really strong leadership in this area. They are able to convene and bring partners together and to help make some of those tough resource reallocation decisions in collaboration with their teams. Partnerships, and particularly communicating with partners, is an important role that the public health department plays in bringing people together. And then the systems thinking, you know, have you thought about this? Have you considered that? They're able to sort of step back and think about all of those components and make sure that all of the partners are there together. Thinking about quality improvement, it just doesn't happen. You have to pay attention to it. Again, the communication tools, data reporting, and making sure that there's a system in place for that. And then, of course, you know, seeking out technical assistance when needing and providing education. So as I wrap up, just a couple of key lessons learned is the importance of embracing the challenge of newborn screening. That whether it's this issue or another, if there's issues that are identified and lives are at stake, then we have to embrace those challenges. A transition immediately from a posture of defensiveness to one of quality improvement, and adopt that every defect is really a treasure. It's an opportunity to get better, and then challenge leadership to look at the newborn screening system as a whole. Again, part of what's important with ASTO is how do we develop resources that can be helpful to states and their leadership teams, and so we've developed a number of resources that are available to help them. And here's some contact information, and I want to acknowledge that there are two members of our maternal and child health team that are here in the room, Claire Pliska and Claire Rudolph and Ellen Pliska, and Ellen in particular has been very involved with the work around newborn screening over the years. So thank you very much, and I'll turn it over to Dr. Mayfield.